One of the things I absolutely love to do is to get out of my office and visit our Catholic schools. This week I was able to visit a school, and mostly with the younger kids. I think especially for the pre-K and kindergarten, first grade, second grade, I'm not sure they know who or what I am. Given my girth and the color of my beard, I think the youngest ones might think I'm Santa Claus. And that's kind of nice. Little kids are beautiful. They come with such trust and love. They're fun to be around most of the time. You can see they come from God's love and their parents' love. It's much easier to think of them as fashioned in the image and likeness of God than as we get older. They teach us lots of things. However, I know the parents and grandparents here could also say a typical talk of a priest. They can be brats from time to time. There is a childishness that isn't enjoyable, an immaturity. They take risks because they don't know the dangers out there. They can hit their sisters. They won't eat their veggies. There are things about children that, with love and training, they have to grow out of. In today's gospel, when Jesus says we must be like little children, he is not talking about selfishness or immaturity, but he is talking about what is the most wonderful part about a child raised in a loving home with a mom and dad caring for him and her, and that is trust. If they fall down and get hurt, they know mom or dad are going to be there to wash the blood off and hug them and reassure them. If they have a nightmare at night and start screaming, they know, they trust, they believe that someone's going to come and give them comfort. They like to be hugged. They like to be embraced. They like to be held. And it is an expression of what is the best in our human nature, that we have a capacity to receive love and to give love. That is what I believe our Savior was teaching and preaching about. The fussy apostles were trying to keep the kids away from Jesus. But Jesus came into this world to love us, and certainly to love God's little ones. He did not hesitate to hold children in his arms, to hug them, to embrace them, and to love them. We have an opportunity ourselves, no matter what our age is, to experience in this life something like that. Every time we come to the altar of God, every time we assemble as a church for prayer, we hear the words of Jesus spoken to us in the Scriptures. And when we receive Holy Communion, let us never, ever get over the wonder and mystery that God touches us. We are in physical and spiritual contact with our loving Savior. He enters into our hearts. We can cry to him. We can praise him. We can be happy with him. We can be sad with him. And his loving arms are out there for us. I'm sure there's no one in this cathedral who doesn't have moments when they're afraid, or doesn't have moments where they don't know what to do, or doesn't have moments where other people misunderstand us, or when we fail and we're not that likable maybe to our nearest and dearest. But in those moments, we should remember the arms of Jesus. He will not give up on us. He will gather us. He'll make us into new people. He will love us if we have the trust even of a little child who, when they see their loving parent with arms out like this, they will run up and hug him. Let us rest in the Lord. Let us rest in his love. Let us be confident in the fact that he does love us.